Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Pennsylvania is clearly an epicenter for the campaign for the race for the White House. And again, today we find out at 10 o'clock at the VFW in Laurelboro, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, the running mate of Donald Trump, will be appearing.
This is his first visit since being named the vice presidential nominee for the Republicans. The remarks he's making this morning at 10 a.m. at VFW Post 92 are going to be at an invitation-only event. The public is not invited to this one.
And that's not the only visit. We also know that Donald Trump will speak Saturday in Wilkes-Barre. Vice President Kamala Harris and Tim Walz will kick off their bus tour here in Pittsburgh on Sunday, and then that will take off. So this tells you how important Pennsylvania and southwestern Pennsylvania are to both sets of candidates. And as the Democrats get ready to gather next week in Chicago for their convention, which will last 4 days, the official Thursday night speech will be Kamala Harris accepting the nomination. And then after that, I guess it's game on at another level. Today, by the way, Harris is at the White House.
And as we did during the Republican National Convention, we'll provide daily coverage and live coverage of the nominee's speech on Thursday.
Indeed, we will. What else are people talking about? It's a lot of change all of a sudden here. Ed Gainey, Pittsburgh mayor's spokesperson, Maria Montoya, is she resigned, fired?
We don't know.
We don't know exactly what's behind this.
But we do know that Montaño is among several people who worked either in the mayor's office or are working in the mayor's office and or city council staffers who've signed a petition. They want a ballot measure coming up in November that would ask the city of Pittsburgh to cut all ties with any company that's located in or does any business with Israel. And that's being challenged already in court. On Monday, a judge is going to hear the challenge coming from the Jewish Federation on that matter. Now, did the communication director's departure from the mayor's office have anything to do with this? I don't know.
One of those would be UPMC. And so
Montaño used to be the PR person for SEIU, the healthcare union.
And this has been a source of great controversy in the city of Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, Allegheny County Executive Sarah Inamorato has nominated a new county manager who is familiar with the region. And so we'll see a changeover in some of the people representing the county and the city here in the next few days or weeks. They haven't rolled out exactly what the timeline is, but we'll keep you posted. And then yesterday, most likely people are talking about the Steelers.
Man, bittersweet, man. Our last day here in Latrobe, man. This is just always a great place for us. We're just really so appreciative of the relationships that we have up here, the long-standing relationships. Can't say enough about the people up here that have made this a great stay for us.
Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin addressing the media after their final practice at St. Vincent College in Latrobe. They will take on the Buffalo Bills Saturday at Acrisure. Preseason game number 2 kickoff is at 7 o'clock, and it looks like, although it's not officially confirmed, that quarterback Russell Wilson has, according to Mike Tomlin, the pole position to start at quarterback for the season, but he may see some action on Saturday.
I see that he had a lengthy interview, Jeff Hathorn did, with Wilson yesterday, about a 9-minute interview.
Yeah, which is a great sit-down opportunity, and I'll tell you what, our own Jeff Hathorn works as hard as anybody in the business. He does a tremendous job covering all these things.
There's a lot of work involved at Steelers training camp. First, you got to get out there and back, and that's going on for how many weeks, right?
Well, he had
and the hours are different. You know, you can have a whole day out there and then a night on top of it.
Almost 3 weeks of... You know, I think there were officially 16 practices in that three-week period. And, of course, one preseason game already in the books. So we should see a little more representation on Saturday night from a team standpoint about who's going to be on the field. And then that third preseason game a lot of times is a blow-off game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody plays.
Yeah, the threes and fours usually get the action
right
in the last one, don't they?
And then... They start the season actually on the road and don't come back to Acrisure for a regular season game until late in September, believe it or not, which is unusual that they would be gone that long and not have a home game. And the schedule is, so we have the Bills Saturday night at 7. They're away for the Lions the following Saturday on the road. And then the season begins in Atlanta September 8th. It's interesting that the NFL avoids Labor Day weekend. You know, it's like they give it up to college football, and it's like, you know, we'll start after that.
Well, they've basically taken over the other holidays.
Right.
Thanksgiving and Christmas are taken now.
They gave Labor Day to college football.
I mean, Christmas used to be the NBA's day, but not anymore.
And they're not home until Sunday, September 22nd, when the Chargers come to the North Shore. And one other footnote.
Yeah.
10 straight losses for the Pirates. They will not lose today or tonight.
Paul Skeens will be pitching tomorrow night for the Bucks when they play the Mariners in Seattle.
No, they're here.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
They're at PNC.
I misread the schedule. What I've got here from the people at the AP says that they're going to be at Seattle. So thanks for that.
No, they have a very short...
This is not the first time the Associated Press has given me the wrong information when I'm in a hurry to get things done. They really are. They really are quite unreliable when it comes to sports. It's true.
Well, they just have a three-game set with Seattle.
Yeah. I remember thinking to myself, is that really a road game?
And then they go on the road for three to the World Series champion Texas Rangers. It doesn't get any easier.
No.
Then they're back for a two-series stretch with Cincinnati and Chicago. So here we go. Boss is back. PPG Paints tonight and Sunday. September 6th last year, Bruce Springsteen fans got the word that he had a peptic ulcer and would have to reschedule shows. So in some cases, the tickets for that went on almost a year before. So people have been waiting 2 years, and it's been 8 since Bruce has performed in Pittsburgh.
And you're going, and you're fired up.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I don't do a lot of concerts. Obviously, this morning, wake up at 3 a.m. prohibits me from doing work night concerts, and then the weekends pretty busy, especially in the fall. So yeah, I don't get to do too many shows. And I'm also going to participate tomorrow in It's About the Warrior Foundation's annual golf event. So
you're going to have to golf?
I'm going to be forced to golf.
You poor show. So you got to go to the Springsteen concert and you have to golf.
It's, you know, whatever you do what you have to do.
The life of Larry Richard, ladies and gentlemen.
But Bruce fans will be happy because they have, normally they don't schedule two shows, but they have tonight and then Sunday night. So people who had tickets to the previous show, then they opened up more tickets. So they got two big shows for the boss. And speaking of shows, there's another band that a lot of people are going to be excited to see. The Doobie Brothers.
One of the best concerts I ever saw was the Doobie Brothers in Memphis on Mud Island. That is a concert venue in the middle of the Mississippi River.
Really?
It's really got a great sound out there.
Well, ours is Star Lake. And if you've been to the pavilion at Star Lake, you know the drill. The Doobies are going to be here this month on the 20th. So next week. And we have a pair of tickets for you right now. If you'd like to go see that show, we got you. 412-922-1020. Pick a number, Paul.
Let's go with 11.
Caller number 11, 412-922-1020. We'll send you to the Doobie Brothers at the Pavilion at Star Lake. And we've got this new way that you can message us. Think of it as a high-tech voicemail opportunity. So if you have downloaded our free Odyssey app, AUDACY, you will see a little microphone on the KDK page. You just tap that and talk, and you leave us a message, and it goes straight into an audio folder that we have, and then we can replay how you want to react or what you want to say.
Oh, so if you're listening to, let's say that you're listening to Larry talk about whatever it happens to be that morning, that you have a strong feeling or you have some more information, you could leave a message for us using the app.
Yes.
And we might even play it back on the air?
We will play
some
of your answers back, and we'll prompt you with a question and try to get people to react. And we realize there's a little
bit... we'll give them the heads up. Here, let's talk about this.
Correct.
Okay.
But they can also, just if you wanted to say, hey, I've seen Bruce Springsteen. I love Springsteen. Here's why. Or whatever the question might be for the day.
Yeah, like what's your best Springsteen concert memory would be a good one, right?
So you could go to the Odyssey app again. That's free. AUDACY. Download that. And then look for KDKA and you'll see a microphone there. It's really easy. We all tried it and got it the first time. Just to give you an idea of how easy it is. And then we'll set it up where we can replay the callers in the show a little later in the morning. So check that out. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. We are scheduled to talk to VFW manager Lee Johnson. He said it was going to be hectic this morning. So Aaron, our producer, still trying to reach out to him. And you may say, why Lower Burrell for J.D. Vance, the freshman United States Senator from Ohio, for a 10 o'clock visit, a invitation-only visit to that post. And so hopefully we'll be able to reach him. We know he's busy, but we appreciate him agreeing to be on with us, kind of talk us through what the lineup is today. And one of the things that we're looking into is the fact that this BFW post was chosen for a specific reason.
I think it is for that specific reason. I don't know. But David Dutch was one of the two men who was critically wounded at the Trump rally back on the 13th of July, Larry. And I have learned in my reading of different stories about him that he is a lifetime member of Post 92, and that may very well be the reason why that they made that choice.
That certainly makes sense, and we know that he is also a veteran. And J.D. Vance, a veteran of the Marine Corps. So we're going to still attempt to reach out to Lee Johnson. And in the meantime, what are the candidates doing today? CBS's Jared Hill.
Former President Trump's advisors and other Republicans have been urging him both in private and very publicly not to focus on the personal insults, but to go after Harris's record, especially with new polls showing that he has a leg up with voters on the economy. Meanwhile, that is a big focus for the VP over the next couple of days.
This week, the economy is taking center stage in the presidential race. Today, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will focus on prescription drug costs in their first appearance together since Biden ended his re-election bid. Former President Trump, back from a rally in battleground North Carolina, is set to hold a news conference today at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. During his speech Wednesday, Trump's focus split between attacks on Harris and his economic agenda.
There will be no tax on Social Security. We're going to stop it. I'm going to keep the Affordable Care Act unless we can do something much better. We'll keep it. It stinks.
That second promise, a reversal from Trump's time as president, when he vowed to repeal and replace the Obama-era health care law. Harris heads to North Carolina tomorrow to lay out her own economic agenda, including a plan to combat price gouging. It comes as a recent CBS News poll shows that more Americans say they'll be financially better off if Trump wins the election. Harris supporters in the Tar Heel state say they hope she'll set herself apart from Trump and Biden.
Kamala Harris is, yeah, a fresh face and more of a blank slate, and she has time to put her spin on different policies.
The vice presidential candidates are also on the campaign trail this week. Trump's running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, campaigned in battleground Michigan yesterday, while Harris's running mate, Governor Tim Walz, is fundraising in the Northeast.
Yesterday, Governor Walz accepted CBS News' invitation for a vice presidential debate on October 1st. Senator Vance hasn't confirmed, but during an interview last night, he said that he will talk to CBS and strongly suspects that he'll be there.
CBS's Jaron Hill. So J.D. Vance and former governor, well, he's still the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, will debate on October 1st. Potentially, that'll be the date for them. It is set, though, for September 10th that Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will debate. There's a possibility of two additional debates, but that one is locked in. And so we anticipate a high interest level just to see, and we saw what happened in the last debate. That really changed the tide for Joe Biden. And if you wonder why these debates are important, sometimes, maybe not, but in this case, clearly that was the impetus for him to step down, which happened several weeks later.
Yeah, he was pressured to step aside by party leaders, including Nancy Pelosi and, I guess, Chuck Schumer.
He did a sit-down.
Hakeem Jeffries over in the House.
With Robert Costa of CBS that aired just this Sunday morning. And that was the first and really the only interview he's done since with a journalist. So, and he said that he felt it would be close, but he took his party leader's advice and stepped aside.
The debate flipped everything. The whole narrative is different today than it was just a few weeks ago. I can't believe that it's changed this much. And I wonder, Larry, first we had the unlikely event of a shooting at the rally in Butler, and then we had the debate, and that was a debacle. And then we had the candidate for the Democratic Party stepping aside. And then we had the upheaval over who is going to replace him.
Right.
He recommends Harris, who was not voted for in any of the primaries that the Democratic voters went and participated in. And so, but she's going to be the nominee, and the convention will not be about selecting a person. It'll be about confirming her choice. And then after all of that, what's next? What could possibly happen next? I mean, are we done with this now, or is there more to come?
Well, the Democratic National Convention will commence next week from Chicago.
And it starts on Monday.
Right. And it mirrors, you know, what they do in the Republican National Convention, 4 days, with that Thursday night being the speech of the candidate, in this case, Harris. And also, Walz will have a chance to speak. And my guess is one of the keynotes will be our governor, Josh Shapiro, who's been very vocal.
Oh, I would imagine he's going to be a Thursday night speaker, I would imagine.
I would imagine. Yeah. So we'll see what the Democratic National Committee has prepared for you. It was quite a show for the Republican National Convention. And this morning at 10 o'clock at the VFW in Lower Borough, we'll hear what J.D. Vance has to say, and we'll be covering that story here on the Big K Morning Show. Coming up next, what about Hurricane Ernesto, and what about our weekend? We're going to check in with Joe Lundberg, our meteorologist at AccuWeather next. Talk about the weekend. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So we got Pirates 3-game set tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, and also on Saturday night, the Steelers host the Buffalo Bills, so a lot of outdoor activity. What are we looking at?
Well, I kind of think that tomorrow evening there's a risk of thunderstorms, so that could cause some interruptions for the first of the 3-game set. Saturday, 1:05 start at the stadium, and I kind of think that there's going to be a shower or thunderstorm bubbling up in the afternoon, so that game could be in jeopardy. And for the Steelers contest Saturday night, and my biggest concern, if there's thunderstorms around, you know, do they have to halt the halt the game? Mm-hmm.
They do, and they did last year, and it was a long wait. I was a witness. I had to tell people to seek shelter.
Yeah, and I think that that's a risk that has to be considered or factored into your plans for these contests. Sunday, I think even in the afternoon, there's a risk for some pop-up showers across the area. The air mass just remains very unstable. So it's not a good weekend for outdoor activities, really starting Friday afternoon, although I think things will be fairly spotty at that point in time. But really from Friday afternoon all the way through Sunday, if not into Monday, our weather's going to be wet across the area.
Sun's coming back on Tuesday then.
Yes, it does. And okay. It's going to be very comfortable middle of next week. We're talking highs in the 70s. I mean, it's going to be almost like a little early hint of fall again, although as we approach the Labor Day weekend, I do think it gets warmer. I don't know that I would call it hot, but, you know, certainly going to be warm as we head toward the Labor Day weekend. You know, well, a lot of people want to get out and enjoy, you know, the last vestiges of the summer season before, you know, we all get back to the regular grind going after Labor Day weekend.
And what's the status of Hurricane Ernesto?
Category 1 storm, the last that I looked at it, and it's moving generally north. It's going to be what we would consider a fish storm, at least in terms of the U.S. interest. It stays east of the east coast of the United States. It may graze Nova Scotia or maybe even make a direct landfall there. Biggest thing is the east coast beaches, you're going to see large swells being generated really from Florida, but especially Hatteras on north to New England beaches throughout the weekend and into Monday before it goes away.
Surf's up. All right, Joseph, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great one.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's World Headquarters. So there you got it. First on KDKA. Back to school. Oh, yeah. Next week for a lot of schools, and you can help us help the kids. The Pittsburgh Public School District, along with 93.7 The Fan and WAMO 107.3, we are stuffing the backpacks. Hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS. Backpack Drive, presented by Frank Walker Law. Visit our homepage link at kdkradio.com and check it out and see if you can help, whether it's, you know, something simple for one child or if you can organize a group to help us help as many kids as we can. Also brought to you by MediConnect. Go to kdkradio.com. And coming up in our next hour, speaking of the kids, some back-to-school really important information to share right after the news at the top of this hour. And also, coming a little later, I invited Rachel Rennebeck and John Chamberlain from Your Jagoffs.
Oh, that's right.
They've
got a fun new program on the weekend here.
They do. They are on the team with us, and they have done an amazing job with their podcast. It's won awards for their efforts, and it'll be great to reunite with Rachel and John from Your Jagoffs podcast, and now on KDK Friday nights. And of course, we're going to have our Friday night lights starting up. We got a lot going on here on the Big K. Boy, that's already next Friday, by the way.
TikTok.
We have our kickoff classic. A lot of schools will be back in session by the end of next week, some in the middle of next week. Teachers go back into the classroom. A lot of questions. One of those is this cell phone controversy. Should they ban cell phones from students in schools? I was surprised that a lot of schools still allow kids to take their cell phones into classrooms. It would definitely be a distraction. It's a distraction for adults, but there are a lot of things to talk about with the president and CEO of Plant a Seed Children's Partnerships, and we welcome Skylar Wingate-Massey. Good morning.
Good morning. Excited to be here, Larry.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I can tell even in a few seconds that you have an enthusiasm and passion for what you do. So first, tell people what Plant a Seed is all about.
Yes, sir. So Plant a Seed is about 20 years old. It's a supportive mentoring curriculum that is geared towards helping kids to identify their own intrinsic value.
And how do you do that?
So it's really neat. I started off as a child advocate at Kids Voice right here in Pittsburgh. And the way that we did it, when I was there, we saw so many kids that struggled with their identity. So what we do is we use arts. I was also a teacher, so we use education and we use athletics to try to create their own buy-in by helping them work together on projects, work together on team building activities that help them resolve conflict resolution and things like that.
I remember, you know, the anxiety still of the first day of school, you know, so much unknown, and kids go through that process and kind of find their place in a new environment. Mostly each and every year, right?
Right.
So what kind of tools do you give them to deal with first and foremost those first few days, and then how to navigate where they fit in?
So we start off, we really focus on using videos and activities that are really relevant, because the biggest thing for kids today, kids feel, they feel disconnected, they feel disassociated. They feel like adults don't get them, right? And meanwhile, we were kids. So we understand. So we use videos, we use music to tie them in and to get them to see that they're not alone, that we do really understand. I think a lot of the issue is in our society today that we have this disconnect, when we really do have things that we share. We share values, music, we share activities, we share things. And so we truly try to focus in on things that are fun, like athletics, like basketball, you know, like soccer, like music, things like that.
And what about the use of cell phones in the classroom? What kind of feedback have you gotten? And certainly over the last 20 years, that landscape has changed tremendously.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. Because when we started, we didn't even have this issue. So what I'm hearing a lot, and I actually went to a meeting over in the, I think, this north side of Pittsburgh. And there was a student there that I want to say a couple years ago was arrested for beating a teacher up because right. the teacher tried to take their cell phone. And what we're finding, you know, we can there are places, I think, schools of thought where, yes, they should take cell phones from kids. But then there are also schools of thought in other states and even in some schools here that are saying, well, for emergency reasons, you know, kids that might have diabetes, kids that, you know, with the violence and things like that, that we're being presented with, that's a reason why they believe that kids should have cell phone usage. I think that the issue is that we're so dependent on school, on cell phones, unfortunately, adults too, that we've gotten to a place where now there is a big, big issue with whether or not they should be utilized part of the day, half of the day, or not at all.
Well, I think most people would agree if they don't have access during class time, that would be beneficial because it's almost a natural distraction. It's an appendage for most people, and they feel lost without it, but it would help them focus in the classroom. And attention deficit is an issue with a lot of kids, and not just a diagnosed version.
Right, and I really agree. The thing that I find is really neat is, in Plant a Seed, I work with a wonderful lady who has actually come up with a creative idea where in case of schools that do use cell phones, and they are still, it's still up in the air. There are some states that have decided they're going to use it part of the time, some, you know, not at all. Like here, you know, they have a program where they put the cell phones in a bag, and I can't remember the name of it, but some type of sealable bag right. for the day. And they're using that too. But what we found is a creative way where we actually have lessons and videos that are like 3 to 5 minutes that kids can access on a QR code on their cell phone. So we have come up with a way to let's try to get the lesson, let's try to get the relevant information on the cell phone. Since all of this mess is on the cell phone that kids are using, let's try to use the cell phone to be creative. Because I think one of the biggest things we need to do to reach our youth today is we have to be creative as teachers and educators in how we're reaching them.
And one of the things that unfortunately is the downside of those can be the cyberbullying that goes on in schools and how it goes viral when people do that in a cell phone environment. So it's an issue that's not going away anytime soon. How can people reach out to Plant a Seed for more information?
So you can check out our website. It's www.plantaseedpgh, that's one word, .com, or you can email us at info@plantaseedpgh.com.
Well, we appreciate you taking time for us, Skylar Wingate-Massey, President and CEO of Plant a Seed.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Good luck with the new school year.
Thank you.
Back tonight, two shows, PPG Paints Arena, and one this evening, and then Sunday night. A lot going on in and around the burg, including Pirates coming home for a 3-game stint, and the Steelers Saturday will take on the Buffalo Bills. And we check in with the man in charge, the president and CEO of Visit Pittsburgh, Jared Bacher, brought to you by Visit Pittsburgh. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good to see you.
Hard to believe that we're nearing the end of summer, but you got some programs underway for residents and visitors alike. That's everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And the summer goes so quickly, as we know. And I think a lot of that's just because there's so much going on. I think once you get through the first part of the summer leads into quickly the 4th of July, Picklesburg, and then obviously we're in the slide towards back to school season. And one of our focuses this year is to bring back Berg 101, which is really a program aimed at the 80,000 university and college students that come back into the Pittsburgh area every year and connecting them with a lot of our tourism partners across the region. it's a great opportunity for those new students who've never been to Pittsburgh before to really get out and explore the community and enjoy everything that we have on offer.
You know, I never thought of it that 80,000 are students. That's significant, obviously. So what do you got going for them?
So there's a large array of offerings that we've put together. We have over 70 of our business partners around the region, again, from attractions, museums, experiences, restaurants, breweries, distilleries, and so forth, that offer discounts and different incentives to get those individuals into their businesses. Again, 80,000 students, as you said, it's such a big population that comes into the Pittsburgh area every year that it's really exciting. And again, a lot of these are new students. This is a great way for us to do our part to give them an amazing experience in Pittsburgh, and hopefully they might consider making Pittsburgh their home in the long term.
Yeah, and I know it's move-in week for freshmen. A lot of people, high anxiety and excitement all at the same time. All right, as we transition from summer to fall, also marks the return of the Pittsburgh Restaurant Week.
Restaurant Week is back, absolutely. So now through August 18th, so there's just a few days left to really take advantage of it. But Restaurant Week is very popular. It's now held twice a year. Obviously, a lot of restaurants offer some really attractive discounts aimed at our residents within the Pittsburgh area. It's a great time, too, to go out and enjoy restaurants that you might not enjoy on a normal or regular basis. It's really exciting. And then right around the corner, of course, as we get through Restaurant Week, is all of the fall activities, including a plethora of Oktoberfest events going on this year. It's really exciting.
I know it's interesting to me that Oktoberfest in Germany is in September. So, and that's, we're halfway through August, so this is all right around the corner.
All right around the corner. And, you know, Pittsburghers like to drag things out sometimes. So I think Oktoberfest will probably go well beyond September.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In this town, absolutely. Well, have a great weekend, Jared. Thanks for the update.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate you.
Brought to you by Visit Pittsburgh. And if you haven't, visitpittsburgh.com. It's a tremendous resource for us. Even if you grew up here, I think you'll be surprised what you learn. Visitpittsburgh.com. And the good doctor, Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry, joins us every Thursday at this time. You can also see Dr. Mike via our video at katiecanradio.com. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. You guys look so good so early in the morning.
Oh, man, you should see us when we get here. It's not pretty, yeah. Doc.
I know that Larry's eyes look like two little holes in the snow first thing.
Oh, man. I'd seen you on TV, Doc, too, KDK TV. You have a busy schedule, mostly with your patients.
Week. Yeah. It's a good week.
And we got questions from your fans. Greg in the north side wants to know, this is a great question. What's the safest way to introduce my dog to a new baby in the family? And maybe this is for any pets that you have in a home when you bring home a baby.
Yeah, I've done it five times, or Beth and I have done it five times. And this is a very common question. And I love this question. And you want to prepare your dog. You know, when the baby's born, certainly you can bring a blanket home or something so he can smell it maybe ahead of time. But I even nowadays, it's so easy to get like baby noises on the computer where you can start getting them used to that. Make sure everything's controlled when you introduce them. And the biggest thing that the new parents worry about is that they're not going to spend enough time with their dog because they have, you know, new baby. And I think it's just the opposite. I think they go overboard because that dog or dogs are usually their baby, or even cats, they're usually their babies before the first child comes home. So a lot of people, I just say, don't, you know, make sure you give them the same amount of time. And that's just the most important thing you can do. And always controlled introductions. Never leave them alone. No matter how much you trust them, just don't leave them alone, you know, for a long time. So that's my recommendation.
Brett in Bethel Park has the next question. He says he's planning a trip, has to board his dog for the first time, and he wants to know what to look for in a boarding facility. He wants to be sure it's safe and comfortable.
Yeah, I think that's important, and maybe visit it and see what it looks like. Make sure there's an exercise space and exercise time for your dog, and, you know, how do they run? What's their staff like? What are the reviews like? How clean are they? All of those things I think are very important. And then, security, make sure your dog's can't get away easily. And most of them have devil security things, you know, set up in case they get through the first door. There's another door that prevents them from getting away. And that's the most important thing. Just, you know, visit them and look at the reviews and make sure all of those things look good where you're okay and feel comfortable leaving your dog. You can even speak to your veterinarian. We all have areas around us that lots of clients board and then give us the reviews because I always tell people when I recommend a place it's because my clients are coming back giving them a 9 or a 10.
Okay.
And dear Dr. Mike, Mark in Fox Chapel wants to know, are there any specific vaccinations I should consider for my dog if we frequently hike in wooded areas?
Yeah, make sure they're up to date on rabies, of course, because that's where you could get possible exposures out in the woods. Leptospirosis is a bacterial disease that's spread by the urine of wildlife, rodents, raccoons, skunks, and maybe even deer. So, and dogs, because they're going to drink water, you know, sniff water, you want to make sure that they're vaccinated for leptospirosis. Lyme disease, of course, make sure they have tick prevention, flea and tick prevention, because those ticks will spread Lyme disease. And then the other one would make sure they're on good parasite protection. That's not a vaccine, but make sure they're on good parasite protection. And if they do get diarrhea from drinking the water out in the woods, get a fecal sample into your vet quickly, because Giardia is one of those common parasites that they can pick up outside and water from near wildlife as well.
Dr. Mike, an initial question just from me. I was talking with a neighbor who just got a new dog, and there's separation anxiety issues already, and she was questioning whether or not she should get a second dog, if that would help.
That's always a veterinarian's response, get a new puppy.
Job security built in, I get it.
Yeah. Yes, that could help. But other things that work is that when you're leaving, when you separate, I like a Kong toy. They have holes on both ends. You can fill them up with chicken noodle soup, low salt, of course. Put it upside down in a cup, fill it up with the chicken noodle soup, and then freeze it. And that makes a good treat when you're leaving and keeps them busy. And sometimes things like that help. Take short trips away, maybe for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and leave something like that and come back. And it can make it a pleasant time until they get used to the routine. Very rarely do we need to use medications to assist with that, but there are some medications that we could help with, the veterinarians could help with, if that's not working. And certainly working with a trainer would help too, because it gives you some more tips. But that would just be one tip. And if you take your time, usually you can get them so they're very comfortable. They just want to know that you're coming back and know your schedule.
And, Doc, we talked to an entomologist yesterday about this black-legged tick, which is a deer tick. And I know we talked this maybe ad nauseum, but you have a simple thing to do to help repel ticks that involves a mouthwash.
Yeah, if you take some Listerine and water, get a spray bottle, fill it 9/10 of the way with original Listerine, not the minty fresh, and then the rest with water, shake it up. You can spray it over your clothes. You can spray it on the dog's fur before you go out. You know, certainly test it on your dog, but I haven't heard anybody tell me that they have any problems with it. And it helps repel the ticks. It doesn't kill them, but if you're going for a walk in the woods, it's a great thing to do. Did you have the entomologist on because of the Powassan disease?
Yes.
Yeah, the tick-borne disease. That can spread in 15 minutes after a tick bite. That's a nightmare.
My goodness.
And the black-legged tick, like you said, is the deer tick. And that's how you can tell it's a deer tick, because of the black legs. Fortunately, Lyme disease takes about 36 to 48 hours to transmit after the bite. So if they're on a flea and tick prevention, or you repel them off, or you have them say on NexGard, when they bite the dog, they're going to die, usually within 18 hours. They don't pick up Lyme disease typically, but something that spreads in 15 minutes, what a nightmare.
And you can go to animalgeneral.net. Doc has other information and podcasts, but it's really important to deal with the ticks. Always good to check in, Doc, and good to see you this morning. We'll see you next Thursday.
All right. Pleasure is mine.
And you can go to kdkradio.com for a link, again, to animalgeneral.net. Camp yesterday, as you know, Paul, our own Jeff Hathorn was up there Russell Wilson, part of the focus, and what he had to say just after experiencing St. Vincent College for the first time.
It felt great today, yeah. Just getting better and better every day. Guys did a great job making plays today. You know, a lot of touchdowns today, like a lot of good work today. Line did a great job, just feel good.
And his biggest takeaway?
And most importantly, what I've learned is just who the guys are. That's the best part. Just the teammates that we have, man, it's just like, it's just a lot of fun. You know, all the way from Van Jefferson and his family and his, you know, his kids, all the kids he's got, and all the inside jokes me and him have, to, you know, obviously GP and getting to know him. So some of the linemen as well, you know, guys like Dan Moore, and just so many guys that have gone through stuff, and getting to know Cam Hayward. And I got to do his podcast the other day, which was amazing. And just to be able to bond with him, a guy that's been at such an elite level, so high up for so many years, just so prestigious as a player and a person, as a man, hence why you won Man of the Year. And just to be able to talk about those moments. So that was cool just too. So this, and then be able to sit down with Coach Tomlin, experience, you know, get to learn his experience of why he became a coach and family. And it's just truly humbling every day to be around such good guys.
And for those that don't know, the Steelers are one of the few teams left that actually have a training camp that's outside of their facility,
right? Yep.
Where they don't have the fan interaction. So 57 years the Steelers and St. Vincent College have been teamed up for summer camp.
Quarterbacks for us have been a good area. I think that, you know, we've not had the kind of trouble or questions that other teams have. Like, take, for example, the Vikings. Did you hear what happened?
I did.
So their top pick, the number 10 pick in the draft, their rookie quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, is going to miss the entire regular season with a knee injury. He injured his meniscus. They went in to have a look, and they said, you're done for the year.
Jeez.
And I think that they're going to have to turn to Sam Darnold is going to be their starter. Yeah.
And the Steelers host the Buffalo Bills Saturday night, 7 o'clock kickoff at Acrisure Stadium. Gates open at 5. Keep in mind, there's a day Pirates game.
Oh, that's right.
Against the Mariners. So it's going to be busy on the North Shore with a doubleheader Saturday, Pirates and Steelers. Little Italy days come to Bloomfield. And joining us is the mastermind behind it, Sal Ricchetti. Sal, good morning.
Buongiorno, Larry.
Buongiorno. I guess you're the busiest man in town right now with preparations underway. This is actually something you work year-round to prepare for, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It will start Monday. I don't get a day's rest, and we start planning of, you know, I mean, a lot of the vendors, it's so successful, they want to come back, and they're saying, hey, let me give you deposits, so we want our same space back. But yes, it's huge, and it's an all-year-round, you know, working.
Sal, Paul Rasmussen here. I'm curious to know, for someone who's listening who's not been before and wants to go, where's the best place for parking?
Well, that's a good question, and we have it all listed on our website. There's several different parking options. Some are free, some are paid, but our good friends and sponsors from UPMC and Allegheny Health Network both have donated several of their parking lots. And like I said, they're all listed on the website as far as the different parking options.
Yeah, and the website's really easy, littleitalydays.com. And tonight you have one of the favorite events is the celebrity bocce game between the Irish and the Italians.
Yes, and we're featuring, you know, former Connie executive Rich Fitzgerald on the Irish team, along with Corey O'Connor and Bill Hillgrove will be there, and actually Rocky Blyer is going to attend as well too, and several others. And then on the Italian team, you have actually County Executive Sarah, who's Italian, who's going to play. Actually, she says she's half Italian and half Irish, but she wants to play on the Italian team. And then, of course, we've got Senator Costa, Senator Fontana, Jason Grilli, did I mention his name? He'll be playing Paul Martino, and several other cast of people as well. Actually, we honor Franco Harris, so his son Doc will be there as well too. So,
oh, that's great. Participated in the past. It's a blast, and it's right there. You can't miss it on the main drag, right in the heart, excuse me, of Bloomfield. So what else do you got in terms of entertainment?
Well, entertainment, you know, I'm an entertainment guy, Larry, as you know. So we have starting tonight. We have Tony Garino, a great Italian Frank Sinatra singer. Tomorrow night we have John Bento and his Italian Invasion band. And then Saturday, Sunday, the streets are shut down, and we got bring two additional stages on, so we got three stages. We claim our middle stage on, right near the Pleasure Bar in Cedarville and Liberty, the Italian stage, because we got all kind of different, you know, Morello, the musician, John Lupone, the Italian opera singer, the Cavaliers, another great Italian band. And then on the other stages down on Taylor Street in Liberty and then down by Grove Street in Liberty, we have various entertainment. We have the nation's number one Earth, Wind & Fire tribute band. We'll be performing Saturday at 4 o'clock. And then we have my newest band, the Jacksons. The number one band for the Jacksons will be featured as well on Sunday.
Yeah, so, for those that don't know, Sal Ricchetti is the drummer and the mastermind behind that, too. You're busy year-round, Sal.
Absolutely. Sure. Well, you got to stay busy.
And, of course, it wouldn't be Little Italy days without the food, Paul.
That's what I was going to ask. Is there like a lineup of all the great food vendors on the website as well?
Well, we don't really have the list of vendors. We want you to come and find and see them. but as far as food, I mean, I can't tell you guys. I mean, it's food galore. I mean, you name it, from hot sausage, meatballs, pizza, ravioli, rigatoni, all different pastas, meatballs. I don't know if I mentioned. There's so much Italian food up there, among other type of food too. And then, of course, you got the cannolis.
That's what I wanted. I wanted cannoli. Yep.
Yeah, there's some different cannoli types as well too. When we were on Pittsburgh Today Live yesterday, one of my vendors brought these different unique cannolis. That's from Caddy Pig Bakery. So you got to check those out too. So, but yes, tons of food. So come hungry.
And it's free to come and be a part of it, although you can pay for a VIP experience too, right, Sal?
Correct. Yes. Yeah, we do have a VIP experience, but gives you a seating, a private restroom. You get a cut of pizza from Caliente's Pizza. And speaking of that, actually, tomorrow night we have a Best of Bloomfield pizza contest too between Angelo's Pizza, Caliente's, and Pizza Italia. So we have that going on tomorrow night at 7. Best of Pizza in Bloomfield.
All right, check it out, littleitalydays.com. It's all happening in Bloomfield starting this evening. Sal Ricchetti, the big producer. All right, we'll let you go. We know you're busy. Thanks, and all the best.
No, okay, thank you, guys.
Arrivederci. Download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Your opinion and your voice matters. Check this out. When you get to the Odyssey app, you search KDKA, we'll pop right up, and there's a little microphone there. You tap the microphone, and you can record a message that we get. It goes straight into a audio folder that we have access to, and Aaron and I can bring them up on the show. And we're going to put out questions and get your opinions and answers to utilizing this new technology, which voice messaging isn't new technology, but your ability to do this with one touch on our app makes the big difference.
No, I've no question about it. It makes it a lot handier.
And we'd rather hear from you. Of course, you can still send us a message by email at instantaccess@kdkradio.com.
You can also text us, right?
Or you can call and yell at Aaron anytime.
Wow.
866-391-1020.
How do people text us?
The text, the, yeah, Aaron knows that.
And you want to know a cool thing about the voice message feature?
Yeah.
They don't have to sit on hold.
Right.
Tell us what you have to say, and we can play multiple during a segment versus you sitting on hold.
Yeah. So the, by the way, the streaming numbers through the Odyssey platform on people's phones, it's kind of funny because we've mentioned this before. What's new is what's old. When we grew up, Aaron, yeah, we had transistor radios, and your phone now is a very expensive transistor radio.
It always circles back, everything.
However, it's in digital quality sound, so it's no longer thinking in terms of AM, FM. It's just, how do you get the content that's on KDK? And once you see how easy this is to do, and you feel like voicing your opinion, you just click on that microphone. So if you have not yet, download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY.
I use the Odyssey app on my car phone, CarPlay, and yeah, then I also use it at home on my Roku TV. You can use it there as well. So when I get home and I want to listen to the ball game, for example, if they're playing at 12:35, that's what happens.
So we just learned yesterday that statistically, it's the number one way outside of people listening at 100.1 FM or AM 1020 is on the phone with the app. And then second is
the smart speakers,
Smart speakers.
You say, Alexa, you know, I'm going to listen to the Pirates game on KDK radio, and bang, you're listening.
Yeah, tell your smart speaker to play KDKA, and, you know, boom, you get us that way too. And you know what? Just because we love you, I'm going to give away another pair of tickets to see the Doobie Brothers coming up next week, August 20th, at the Pavilion at Star Lake. 412-922-1020 is our number. Paul, you pick a number.
Let's go with 6.
Caller number 6, we will make you a winner. And this is the old-fashioned way, by using your phone, calling 412-922-1020. And you say, Doobie Brothers, one of your favorite bands of all time.
Yeah, I would say so. Right after they released their album called Cycles, this is in the late 80s, early 90s, and that was kind of like the reunion of the original rock band without Michael McDonald. Right after that, I saw him play a great show in Memphis. It was a summer night, an outdoor concert. It was really, really good.
I love how this town in particular loves these older bands that are like REO Speedwagon. Journey was just here again. They had Cheap Trick. I mean, you go through a list of the bands. And, of course, tonight at PPG Paints, the boss is back after 8 years and having to cancel his concert last year. A show tonight and then another show on Sunday night for the people who had tickets. It's one of my favorite kind of off, you know, everybody knows Born to Run and all his super popular songs, but Meet Me at Mary's Place.
You know what I haven't heard in a long time that I really like from Bruce Springsteen is Tunnel of Love.
Yeah, that was in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Listen to him. He's excited to be here, too. He has good friends here, like Joe Grushecki. He clearly touched a nerve with his fan base early on, but some background on Bruce. Obviously, he's a New Jersey kid, and the E Street Band's with him, but he actually jumped the fence once. This is before he was famous, at Elvis Presley's home in Memphis. He was just a fan.
Oh, no kidding. At
yes.
Graceland. Wow.
He jumped the fence there, and... you know, he kind of got in trouble for doing that. So he's a bit of a rebel.
Have you ever seen that in Memphis, Graceland?
I've never been to Memphis.
So it's on a boulevard near the airport, and it's like an industrial area. It's like...
RIDC.
It's sort of like that, you know? I mean, there's car dealerships and then convenience stores, and then bang, in the middle of all of that, there's Graceland. It's just... odd.
Like up in Cranberry.
Yeah.
The park up, the industrial park.
Exactly.
There. And that would be like Graceland sort of in the middle of that?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Right off that boulevard.
Do they still have like Elvis had a plane?
Oh, they have two planes up there, a Jetstar and an old Convair 880 with the Lightning Bolt logo, TCB, taking care of business.
Yeah, so Bruce was a fan of Elvis's, and that's a great little story, but he's... obviously been around a long time. He was on one of the last Curb Your Enthusiasms as himself.
I didn't know that.
Oh, it was fantastic. And he's obviously acting, but he's acting as Bruce Springsteen. And it's really, if you haven't seen it, you could search it up. Curb Your Enthusiasm, which I guess has ended.
Brilliant script writing. Brilliant.
Yeah. Larry David.
Very funny man.
Oh, my gosh. There's some funny stuff, especially with Bruce. And you heard the Lamont mention Restaurant Week. That's going on through the 18th through this weekend. And you know who knows a lot about that? Pittsburgh Magazine food editor Christy Graver, who joins us every Thursday at this very moment. And you can see her via our video at kdkradio.com. Christy, good morning.
Good morning. Every week is restaurant week.
It is for you. Hey, just real quick before we get into your articles in Pittsburgh Magazine, Restaurant Week. So they have these tremendous deals, obviously. That's the whole idea, is to get people to sample places maybe you wouldn't go to otherwise. Just, you know, almost like a smorgasbord.
Which is good.
Yeah, right?
Need a little variety. Yeah, I like that. I embrace that concept. Because there's so much to choose from, it's hard.
Yeah, because we were known, especially prior to COVID, as being kind of this foodie destination here in Pittsburgh, as you know, right?
We absolutely still are. And it's getting, I mean, there's things popping up. I have two food stories today, so.
All right, well, let's start, though, with Rachel Carson. People say, who was Rachel Carson? There's a trail, a bridge named after her, an eco village. Who was Rachel Carson? I'll put you on the spot.
An environmentalist that has, is still making great strides in Pittsburgh. Like, you know, we weren't really known for being eco-friendly for a long time, but we're getting back. We're getting back to it now. We're a very pretty green city. And so they're about to break ground on the Rachel Carson Eco Village at Providence Heights. It's a sustainable co-housing community. And originally it was going to be at Chatham University's Eden Hall campus in Richland, which is gorgeous.
Right.
But the development will now be built in McCandless on property that the Sisters of Divine Providence donated. And the Sisters are wonderful. I've done many stories on them over the years, and they have a very beautiful property over in McCandless. When my daughter was little, she thought it looked like Arendelle from the movie Frozen. So that's what we still go with. But
yeah, so.
But there will be 35 condominium style accommodations, and they range from studios to 2-bedroom units. And residents will have shared ownership of a common house with a kitchen and laundry space, a meeting area, workrooms and guest rooms. And the whole development will be entirely powered by renewable energy sources. So,
well, we'll have to keep an eye on this, and it may be a model for the future, right?
I think so. Yeah.
All right.
The Sisters are great.
Butler Street Derby is opening. So, where is this?
This is right in Lawrenceville. It's kind of across from a little parking lot there on Butler Street. It used to be Hambones. It was for like over 30 years. And Hambones was a really beloved neighborhood pub that was also a really popular performance space, especially for comedians. It closed in 2020, shortly after the death of owner Jeff Holtz. But this fall, after 2 years of extensive renovations, I mean, they stabilized the building. I was inside. It's completely different. It'll reopen as like a fry forward restaurant, and it will have a back patio and a huge second floor stage. There wasn't anything above on the second floor except apartments. They gutted them all out, and now it's like this huge space. There's three bars. It's going to be a really, really cool place. They put a lot of work in it. So yeah, it's going to be great.
And you talked about restaurants. There's one, and I was only in it once, very tiny, hard to get in back in the day. And yeah. It was shuttered for a while, but it is back in the South Hills.
It is Wild Rosemary. It's a popular bistro in Upper St. Clair. Chef Raymond Mikesell, he used to own Cafe Raymond down in the Strip, which is still.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
A wonderful place. He is reopening the place, and he expanded the seating a bit. He put in some bench seating, but he's back open for business, and dinner service will be starting after Labor Day. Chef Ray wants you to feel like you're stepping into his home for a big Italian brunch. So look for great things. I'm going on Sunday for brunch, and I'm also going for dinner on Monday. So I will report back to you if I'm able to speak. We'll see.
Yeah, well, I'm curious. It was great. I mean, the dinner that I had, this is way before COVID, was outstanding, and it is an intimate setting. There's kind of this vibe. Some of the places I've been in, even in Washington, D.C., New York, where the little restaurant's in somebody's home, and it's really quaint and unique. It reminds me of that, even though it's not somebody's house.
That's why I think that Ray is like a Northside guy, an Irish Italian family, and like he knows how to cook for lots of people and just make it feel home. He's the nicest guy. He was texting me updates all summer, so he's really excited to serve people again in this space. So,
well, the fact
I'm looking forward to it.
Coach Ray has crossed a river to do this from the north side to go south is pretty impressive.
Yeah, that says a lot, I'd say.
All right, read all about it. Pittsburgh Magazine food editor Christy Graber, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Larry. Bye-bye.
ZZ Top. Rumors spreading around.
There you go. I was waiting for you.
I just did step outside LaGrange. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, talking to Christy Graber, who's the food editor for Pittsburgh Magazine. Are you aware of this new NFL craze started by a quarterback for the Tennessee Titans?
Oh, man, this is disgusting on all levels. Mayonnaise in his coffee got him on the radar.
Yes.
This is Will Levis, and now he's got a perfume that smells like this mayonnaise.
Exactly. This I love this story.
Oh, baby, says, you smell like a sandwich.
It says, oh, de mayo. This goes out to the people who have always wanted to stink like leftover potato salad. Will Levis, quarterback for the Tennessee Titans, went viral in a video for saying he puts mayo in his coffee.
Ugh.
Now, there's Will Levis number 8, a cologne that smells like mayo. But don't get too excited. It's sold out in less than a day.
I heard that earlier. Hey, by the way, there was an article in my social media feed this week that asked the question, do people really eat mayonnaise in peanut butter sandwiches? And it had a picture of it. And I thought, who eats that? Who?
Mayonnaise.
And I happen to really like mayonnaise. I'm a big Duke's mayonnaise fan. And you use Duke's to make, like, for example, pimento cheese sandwiches, like the kind you can get down at the Masters tournament.
Right.
They're a big deal down south. I like pimento cheese sandwiches. I fell in love with them in New Orleans. I make them every once in a while. But
Well, here's another. I mean,
but mayo's a great ingredient in certain things, but geez, you know.
Unless it's left out in the sun at a picnic, then it becomes ptomaine poisoning.
Oh.
But yeah, so if you want to try mayonnaise in your coffee, I think of that movie with
Louis Gossett Jr. and Richard Gere.
He won an Oscar for that movie.
He should have. It was a brilliant performance.
Officer and a Gentleman.
Yeah, it was great.
Mayonnaise, I want your D-O-R.
And that scene where he's calling for it like for the umpteenth time, and finally Mayo breaks down and says he's got nowhere to go.
I got nowhere to go. Man.
I mean, he hit bottom, and that's where everything just kind of turned on that. And then, of course, the final scene where he carries Deborah Winger out of that factory. Wow.
I keep waiting for someone to come in and take me out.
Yeah, one of the corporate big shots walks in and sweeps us off our feet, and that's the last they heard of us.
They may be taking me out. Be careful what you wish for.
Oh, man. Hey, by the way, don't forget about Little Italy days.
Yeah, talking about food, they get great food, not just the Italian food, as my friend would say. It's not just the Italian food. They get all kind of food. Food Village, food trucks. It's going to be a great weekend in Bloomfield, Pittsburgh's Little Italy. Another big weekend in the Berg. The Boss is in town tonight for two shows, one this evening and then Sunday night. Bruce Springsteen at PPG Paints Arena hasn't been here in 8 years. Had to cancel his show last year because of ulcer issues, but I'm excited. I'm going to the show tonight, and we welcome in studio now. Before I do this, did you send me a...
Yeah, it's hot off the press. Literally, it's rip and read like the old news days.
I didn't proof it, so there could be some fat thumb mistakes. Right,
there's no fat thumb follow in there anywhere.
You know that we think. So I have special music prepared to do this announcement. Okay. You just want me to do it in like a
stadium voice. Yeah. You're the voice. Right. Or you can do it like the trams out there at the airport.
This tram stops at gates A, B, C, and D. With the utmost term of endearment, I present the team of two Jagoffs, Rachel Ranebeck and John Chamberlain. Ya Jagoff, number two as a team, and number one in your heart.
Woo!
Welcome to the Big K Morning Show.
Thank you. It's such an honor, and I'm glad that I'm hokey in the morning, and that was the perfect little pitch.
Here's Pittsburgh. You're a half person from everybody, so I know Rachel's mom and dad. Dad is Johnny Angel.
Yes.
From Johnny Angel and the Halos. Long before you were a Jagoff.
Before I was born.
And I work with your brother, Justin.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
And he works over at the Acrisure Stadium.
Indeed.
It's so incredible because every time I see him,
He looks just like him.
Say hi to your mom and dad.
Yes.
You know. And then John Chamberlain, in your previous life, as a public relations man in marketing with the
Stat Medevac.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Chumway and I used to have you on as the Stat Medevac guy.
Right. We used to do your little hometown things that you guys did when you go to Butler and
right. We did a hometown Swigley salute Beaver. Visit where we did the morning show in different little communities around the region. So I've known you both before. And then I'm still curious how you got together to do this, and how long ago has it been now?
I love this question because it actually, we just talked to the folks at the Post-Gazette about us coming back here, and we had to literally call back because we were incorrect on our math. How about that?
The Jagoff blog started while I was unemployed on December. It'll be 14 years this December 31st that the blog started anonymously.
Nope.
And then the podcast started when
I was still in high school.
There's a guy named Jason Falls who's well known around the country for being a guru in social media. He said, hey, I think you need to start a podcast. He has a Pittsburgh connection. So one thing led to another, and I'm trying to start a marketing little gig, and Rachel's over there at Saul Markowitz's doing her marketing gig. She says, hey, I'm going to do my own thing. And we just started talking to each other about picking each other's brain about marketing and PR. And then one thing led to another, asked her to, we have a little bit of a different story, but we asked her to come on as be the co-host of the podcast, and then we became partners in the marketing, and one thing led to another, and here we are.
And it'll be 9 years for the podcast together this year.
Which has been an award winner. Mm-hmm. You were there first.
Yeah.
Before anybody else was doing anything related to that in terms of, you know, podcast and recognition. And it used to be, you'll hear Marty Griffin say Jagoff's in the dictionary.
Yeah.
Right.
So it used to be to some a derogatory term.
Sure.
Right.
But now, as you well know, it's a term of endearment.
Yes.
And we always joke about some of the athletes that have come here, played here, and then they end up staying after a period of time. They're officially Yenzers. And,
sure.
You know, Jagoff. So, I'm curious, though, the reaction you do get when you reach out, because you've had, at this point, I don't know how many guests over the years.
That's a good question. I don't know that answer.
Yeah.
A lot.
It is a lot. It's a weekly podcast.
When you reach out for a guest idea and they are unaware and you tell them what you do, you probably get an interesting reaction many times.
It's interesting that the way you pose the question, because it's true. Even when John started the blog, right? I just want to go back real quickly. It was to call out nonsense in a fun way, right? So if someone's driving incorrectly, that kind of thing. But it turned into the term of endearment, which we love. So it became this umbrella, right? Now I feel like in Pittsburgh, if we reach out, it's a lot easier than it used to be. Hey, it's the Jags. You know, I think Sarah Z's from the Cultural Trust sort of gave us that, coined that. Hey, Jags. But when it's somebody beyond, example, Merrill Hodge, we had reached out and I gave an entire paragraph of who we were prior to saying, and we're known as the Jagoffs, you know, so that he kind of had some context. So I think it's important still to make sure that people know that it's a reputable brand. It's something that truly encompasses all things Pittsburgh. And I think once people realize that, it's like, okay, now I get it.
And you're going to have a show here. On KDK Radio,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Talk about that and how that's going to work over the next few months, because there's going to be some variations, but it's really exciting to have you officially part of the family.
Well, we're happy to be here. Honestly, we said we've sat in these chairs as guests so many times, and it was almost surreal to sit in the chairs that you guys sit in and be the ones interviewing. It really was surreal. It was emotional.
Be careful of those trap doors under these chairs. More coming up with your Jaghoffs. It's still funny for me to say. Next on the Ben K Morning Show. Pumped up. I'm going to see The Boss tonight.
I heard you say that. How cool.
Yeah. I've seen him at Three River Stadium, Civic Arena, PPG Paints, and even at PNC Park, he came one time. Bruce Springsteen. Anyway.
Have you gone to see him other than Pittsburgh? Sorry, John.
No. I'm not one of those that travel for concerts.
Yeah. Now, are you a guy that gets crazy, a little bit nuts? We know you just saw
I go topless, typically, at some point.
We saw you right at Pitbull. You kind of, you were like surprised. So now do you have a higher level of engagement when you're at a concert?
How about John calling you out on your concert?
Pitbull. You know what? I knew one word of one song. Fireball. But when Pitbull started to play at the HM3 Celebrity Care Fest a couple of weekends ago, he took the place to another level.
Yeah.
I mean, Smokey Robinson was amazing. Yes. And that in and of itself was a great show. Mm-hmm. But then Pitbull, I don't think, so a lot of people didn't know, like me, what he was capable of. And then you were more familiar with his songs and music than you thought you'd be.
Yeah.
What did you guys think?
Experience, right? It's an experience. It's not just a performance. Right. It's not just music. It's the entire package. Yeah,
the fact that that's in somebody's, well, a different definition of a backyard, it is still somebody's backyard where all of that is happening.
With a stage that is as large as you can possibly get.
Yes.
That is built mobile on somebody's property. Yeah. There were probably close to 3,000 people there, which is insane.
Yeah.
But you guys were there.
Yeah. Yeah, we are fortunate enough, you know, because we've known those folks for a while. We used to do something else as far as bringing memorabilia in to auction it off as part of the live auctions, silent auction. But then here this year, it was cool to just kind of go and actually enjoy it. We weren't working, you know, essentially. We helped Ron DeSigarelli promote it and things like that. So to be in there and watch Bill Cowher walk around watching his wife sing the night before.
I was going to say the balance of talent, right?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, two days.
Then Bob Pompiani, Brian Recker from Channel 4, Anchorman. we got to MC it. It was a lot of fun. And raise money for Children's Hospital. Yes. Like a terrific weekend. I think they were blown away they had no idea what to really expect.
Sure.
The combination of 1-2 Friday, Saturday with that talent level was tremendous. Mm-hmm. So we're with Rachel Rennebeck, John Chamberlain, the duo behind Ya Jaghoff podcast, now on the air with us. So explain what your show is going to be like on the radio.
Yeah. Explain it, John, right?
tell them.
No, we've been so used to telling Pittsburgh stories. Yeah. And it's, you know, all the give-me's are the ones that people know, but the ones that people don't know are the ones have been the most fun. Like, we didn't know until, it's one of my favorite guests, is that we didn't know that there was a person hired by the Penguins just to perfectly manicure the ice to Mario Lemieux standards a few years ago, right? So there's a guy, that's a job.
And that's what he does.
He came on and made sure that it's perfect. Now, I don't know if he's still there with all the changes and such, but that was his job. They brought him in from out of town.
What's his job title?
I forget.
Guy.
That's a good question.
Yeah, Ice Whisperer.
Frozen. Ice Whisperer. Yeah. I like that.
But it leads to those kind of unique jobs. And, you know, there are people who don't know what we do or who we are. And literally it started by just saying, hey, let's tell Pittsburgh stories. So many people do that so well now. There are so many different people who can do that. And for us, it's figuring out the person who has the ultimate job down to the person that has the most, like you said, obscure job, you know, and what they're doing and everything in between, from nonprofits to the events to, you know, talking serious subjects. I heard, you know, even on our way here, talking about how the school's changing through Pittsburgh Public, you know, and all kinds of things.
You live in that world too, because you're a school board member in the school district.
North Hills.
Mm-hmm. And so as a mom and going through the challenges that people have with their kids and technology and your mental health and everything that's gone on since COVID has been you know, monumental, really, and a lot to handle for everybody.
It's life. And I think that's when we started it 9 years ago, it was easy to talk about all the fun. Everybody wants the fluff job, you know, talk about the events and the great things happening. Sure. But the reality is, yes, especially post-COVID, people are more willing to be forthcoming about the different things and how they parlay into the good in life. You know, there's a balance. It's a roller coaster. So how do we discuss those kinds of things, but then take it into a happier place? We're never going to end on a negative note.
Yeah, I like to be in a happy place.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the divisiveness of politics, sure. And we're in the midst of that. And that's going to continue through yep. November. Whether you like it or not, every break on television is an ad for one of the other yeah. candidates that's hard-hitting and mostly just BS.
Yeah. Right?
And I think most people know that. But at the same time, you want to let your hair down and relax and have a
sure.
good time.
I mean, sure.
It's summer. Summer's flying by.
Yes.
You want to be able to enjoy the weekend
mm-hmm.
And look forward to that. And what was fun and is fun about going to shows is you can do that.
Yeah.
The live performances, mm-hmm. I think post-COVID, people have a greater appreciation for just living in the moment sometimes, mm-hmm. right?
No question. Mm-hmm. Well, that and I think everything is an event now. It wasn't just, you know, like you talked about going to see Bruce Springsteen. That's a huge event. But I think people are starting to look forward to the small events too. You know, the 2-hour book signing at a coffee shop.
Well,
right?
We're part of the Pittsburgh Speaker Series. We're sure. their media partner, and they bring in 7 speakers, 1 a month, starting in October. And what's nice about it is kind of a throwback. So for 90 minutes,
mm-hmm.
you put your phone down, you listen to the speaker, and sometimes it's the speakers you're not really familiar with or aren't household names
right.
that end up being terrific. And then there's a Q&A part with questions from the audience and kind of leave feeling like you learned something and enjoyed it.
Right. That's half of it, yeah.
That event is part of, we're dovetailing into what we do at the podcast. We're going to be here at the theater from 5 to 6 p.m. for a cocktail hour. That's how we record our podcast live to tape. So it's video and audio.
With cocktails. So, is
yes,
that what you're saying, John?
Exactly. We want people to show up here from 5 to 6 while we have our guests in the theater. And then that becomes the later hour. That becomes the later hour of the Yajagov show. 9 to 10 is the pre-recorded cocktail hour of Yajagov podcast.
And I know Friday nights we're highlighting high school football and then yes. basketball, but it will still air later. But yeah. eventually,
Larry, you know what's funny is when we explain that to people, especially in Western Pennsylvania, they get it. They're like,
yeah.
"Oh, of course you're going off air for high school football." Why would you think anything
else? There's nothing
else?
More important.
Hey, right. You got that high school game at the Wolverina, and the Yens will come on after.
I got it. Well, we're going to talk about what's going on this weekend coming up next with John Chamberlain, Rachel Rennebeck, you Jagoffs. To Marty Griffin. We'll check in with Marty here in the next 15 minutes. Meanwhile, we continue our conversation with Rachel Rennebeck, John Chamberlain, behind you Jagoffs podcast, and now on air here at KDKA. And we're excited to have you back in the family.
We love, when you say that, it just holds such more clout. It's just packing a huge punch when you hear Larry Richards say it, so we appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate it, and I see one of your most recent guests, Jason Grilley.
Yeah.
I had him on this week.
Yeah.
Former Pirates closer who is getting ready for a big event coming up. In fact, he's on Pittsburgh Today Live.
Just right now.
I mentioned his name. He shows up tomorrow. He's helping battle cystic fibrosis to help this young, beautiful young lady.
Yeah.
In part up at Discovery Church.
Yep.
5:30. They got bands and stuff. And you got to talk to Jason.
We did. We're going to go. We're going to actually finish the show and head up and see it all. You know, kind of come to fruition. He said everything in Pittsburgh that becomes a fest or a palooza is successful. So yes, he went with Grilly-a-palooza.
Grilly-palooza.
Yeah.
He was very popular with the fans here when he was pitching.
Yes.
Well, and his attitude now as far as being mingling around the minions now is so great because he said, I wore that P. I took that P off, but then I became a Pittsburgher. I became a Yinzer. And he just, to talk to him, he's not a head case whatsoever. He's so much fun. He owns Pittsburgh like as if he grew up here.
And that's what I appreciate about some of the athletes that have come here, played here, and then
for sure.
In his case, he came back.
Right.
Yes.
I was just going to say, his dad actually visited this week because he's here for the event. And you can tell by their accents, very thick New York. You know, they're from Long Island. He lives in Syracuse. But he said his daughter, meaning Jason's sister, is now living in Pittsburgh because they love it here so much.
And he's a big dude, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Same. He looks like he could have been a tight end.
No question. Football. Yeah.
So that's tomorrow, again, up in Cranberry, right along 19, Discovery Church. Can't miss it. Starts at 5:30.
Yinzer Dog's going to be there, right?
Yeah.
Cystic fibrosis. Yes. And a whole bunch of others. DJ's Ribs. They got Aviva Brick Oven. And I appreciate Jason wanting to do this. He's excited. This is his first venture to do this kind of thing. So he's hoping it's going to be a success. But based on the publicity he's getting for it.
Yeah, you need to be there. Yeah, there's so much to do.
Who's the most famous person you guys have interviewed?
Oh, my God. I don't know about most. Well, I mean, Garth Brooks for sure. But
Garth Brooks is gigantic.
But you know, I think I always say that the most craziest ones were the Tiger King people. We had them on video during COVID and had them on, and they were nuts. The one was smoking dope while we were doing it and said, by the way, I'm not making any money, so if you come to my town, whatever the town was in Kansas, he said, order a pizza, order 50 pizzas because I need the money.
They made it very clear.
I mean, it was
clear.
An outrageous interview.
You know what? That was the first real streaming show that people seemed to be attracted to when COVID started.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And they admitted then afterward that it was a moneymaker, you know, since then. I don't know that that was the original intent. I think it was just to kind of shock people and give you something to do during all that downtime. But definitely.
Didn't they find that woman's husband? Remember?
Yes.
Like Carol. He took off and was living in like South America or something. Or
it was a train wreck. He just wanted to see.
He was living in Dormont. Nobody knew it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh. I think the most interesting thing for us most recently, because we've truly been honored and lucky and blessed and all those words to interview so many unique people, but we got an email from, is it Scott Lewis? Was it Scott?
Elliot Lewis.
Elliot Lewis, mm-hmm. who performed with everybody, you name it, Cheap Trick, ZZ Top, but most recently, Daryl Hall and John Oates. Like, he was on the Daryl Hall show.
He was on that, dinner with the.
What
the
is it, Daryl?
Daryl's house.
Daryl's house, yes.
Yeah, he was on it.
And he was coming through Pittsburgh, and he said, I heard you guys are people I should talk to. I'm going to be at the City Winery. Would you mind doing an interview with me? So we did a Zoom, and literally sang with him on the Zoom, Lair. That was part of the. I said, the only way I'm getting you on a Zoom with you, Jagoff, is if you sing. So we sang You Make My Dreams Come True.
And he enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And Rachel comes, that's genetically gifted,
I can't
right?
Help myself.
Why couldn't you? Your dad's Johnny Angel.
But my dad will tell me if I'm pit. He'd be like, oh, Rach, that was a little bit pitchy.
That's the downside of having a parent that knows. You know, you can fake some people.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, this weekend, Pirates come back. Hopefully they'll turn it around. They've lost 10 in a row.
Yikes.
PNC Park, the Seattle Mariners. So they leave the left coast, Dodgers and Padres, and then they bring the Mariners from the state of Washington to PNC. Then they got to go to Texas to play the defending World Series champions. Yeah. Ouch. But there's a doubleheader on Saturday on the North Shore. So you got the Pirates, and then you have the Steelers at Acrisure against the Bills at 7 o'clock. And in between, we kick off the weekend with Bruce Springsteen tonight, Little Italy Days in Bloomfield.
Yeah, I was wondering if you were. Yeah, that's one of your things, right?
I enjoy going.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to play in the bocce tonight, but I got a chance to see the boss.
The boss.
Yeah, no bocce when the boss is in town.
Yeah, and then we roll into the weekend, and the boss ends weekend on Sunday night.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Because
pretty cool.
He had to cancel last year on September 6th. Mm-hmm. I remember the day they said, can't perform because he had a peptic ulcer. How about we know all this about him? And then Democratic National Convention in Chicago and Pittsburgh has been so key. So in 18 minutes, J.D. Vance is going to be at Lower Borough at the VFW.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz will kick off their bus trip by being in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm.
How about that?
You know, Lewis and Clark started their journey out of Pittsburgh.
They did indeed, yeah.
Look at us.
And they were looking for their guy that built their boat, was drunk, and it took them 2 days to find him to get the boat.
Is that right?
A little sidebar note.
Is that knowing Andy Masick?
I was just going to say, is this an Andy Masick moment?
I love Andy Masick.
Same. Oh, my God, yeah.
President, same. CEO of the Heinz History Center. There's a guy, and as you've seen, anybody you meet that has a passion for whatever it is they do,
right. Yeah.
It makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And people take pride in their work.
We had the, you know, honor of emceeing Picklesberg. He came onto the stage. I've never heard hundreds of people hush like I did when he took the stage. People wanted, they were engaged in history to find out what he was saying.
He's a big dude, too.
Oh, he is. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He is.
So, when do we hear you first on KDKA?
Oh, my gosh.
You'll hear us tomorrow night.
Crazy.
6 o'clock. So, 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, we'll be in the theater recording the late night version of it.
And how do people reach out if they want to be a part of it?
Either great just question. Message us on Facebook or anything like that. You know, just basically, that's a message us on Instagram. Say, hey, what time do I need to get there? Who are the guests? Because the guests like to mingle with the followers. We have a couple of sips of sodas and maybe a couple of Mancini treats. And then we come in here 6 to 9 to do the live show.
Looking forward to it, guys. I'm glad you came in. Good to see you.
Thank you. It's so good to see you. We appreciate you.
And truly happy to have you back on the team.
Yeah, we're glad to be here. We drove down the Cigna Highway to get here today.
For real.
Oh, that's that little...
The HOV link.
The HOV, yeah.
That's right.
I learned that from John Chamberlain. Yeah, I didn't even realize.
They named that little slip ramp right on the north side. It says Cigna's Way.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can thank Dick Scringer back in the day. He used to work for PennDOT. He was the PR guy, came up with Cone Man.
Oh, wow.
Now he's in the Witness Protection Program. But he's the one that got PennDOT to name that Cigna Way because John Cigna used to... What do we need an HOV lane here for?
So funny.
Good stuff. Rich, Rachel Rennebeck, John Chamberlain, your Jagoffs, 6 o'clock tomorrow night on the Big K. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Larry.
Coming up 10 until 2, Marty Griffin, Get Marty, and then Colin Dunlap, 2 to 6 on your way home. Marty, you coming in? He's talking to Paul Zeiss. People have asked, hey, where's Paul Zeiss? It's always a great question. Paul Zeiss is a sports guy that loves sports, so he's hanging out on the Fan. Oh. Hey, Marty. Paul Zeiss.
Love him. One of my favorite people. He's very odd, which is what I love him. He's very intelligent.
He's smart, yeah. He has such a eclectic background, like drove a cab for 14 years, has great stories about that.
He's a brilliant guy, and he's very sarcastic. Very cynical. I'm a big fan of the Zeiss man. What cracks me up is how late he is all the time. Hilarious.
Every day.
Every day of his life. And a couple times, because he works like 13 jobs, and you know this, he has physically fallen asleep on the air, and they jack with him. They let him sleep live, and then they carry the stream with him asleep.
That's all true. Absolutely.
You know, what's fascinating to me is how ridiculous our culture has become. So all these muckety-mucks, these big shots, sign off in this petition that I call and that every single person with the brain the size of a pea calls anti-Semitic. Okay? This petition to exclude anyone in this town that does any business with Israel. And I get this from a politician. How is this petition anti-Semitic? And I call it the definition, hostile to or prejudiced against Jewish people. So, you want to pass, in essence, a law in Pittsburgh that says we won't do any business with any company that does anything with Israel. So you're excluding, Larry, just about every blankety-blank business or Jewish person and beyond in this town. And you're telling me, this is from Bethany Hallam, please explain to me how this is anti-Semitic. This is why I get so annoyed with politicians. And at the end of the day, don't push this button in this town or any town in America. I have insane love for Jewish people. Why? Unbelievable work ethic. Unbelievable family values. An unbelievable commitment to their nation and to the community, and God bless them, they're loyal as hell and would die for you.
What if they proposed the same thing for another country?
Right.
Wouldn't people react to say that's discriminatory?
What they're trying to do is punish the Jewish nation for what's happening in the Palestinian state.
I understand
fine,
that, but that's not appropriate.
But they're writing off the execution of nearly 2,000 Jews that they raped and burned to death. What the hell was Israel supposed to do? So our plan here in this town is to ruin anyone that does any business with Israel, not if I have anything to do with it. I promise you this. We will make sure to use this platform to tell the truth about this. And we're going to start off with one of the most powerful Jewish leaders in this region. And we're going to talk to rabbis. We're going to talk to lawyers. We're going to take on these folks who believe that hurting Israel and hurting Jews from Pittsburgh is a good idea. Larry, this could be the beginning of the end for some very, very powerful people in this town. I am not exaggerating.
Coming up with Marty Griffin. Thanks, Marty.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.